Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, when you heard the results last night, because that's when they came in, what did you think?
Well, I kind of knew when I saw the absentee ballots come in and they went 60-40 and then watched it. Needless to say, you know, we had a campaign to stop the largest tax increase in Lansing history and override of Headley. So we're happy about that. But, you know, you're always ambivalent because there's always going to be you win, but you can kind of lose. And if you lose, you still lose. So in a sense, we celebrated, of course, the people who were involved, but we're not happy today. And the no vote had nothing to do with our feelings towards firefighters or police. We respect them. We appreciate the job they do in sacrificing for us. But like I said, it was just too many things wrong with that as well as the economy.
In your opinion, what was wrong with it?
Well, first, you wanted to override Headley and give up your constitutional amendment rights for 5 years, which protects you against uncontrolled taxing authority and runaway taxes. Then it was too open-ended. We kept reporting it's 4 mils, but people saw, and I always told them, read the ballot language, and there was the ability to go with the 4 mils or a total of 4.56 mils in the next 5 years to take it up to the full 20 mils and override of Headley. And, of course, we never really knew what we were getting. It's not specific enough as to how much will go to police, how much will go to fire, how much goes to roads. None of that ever appeared on the ballot. Oh, it appeared much later, but people have learned the only thing that really matters in the bottom line is and your guarantees are on the ballot itself.
So for the City of Lansing millage proposal, 42 of 42 precincts reporting unofficial results, yes votes 64-38, no votes 7-0-3-9. What statement does that make?
It says that it was way too much in the best of times, and these, of course, are the worst of times. Lansing is not a rich community. The average home in Lansing is worth $70,000. That doesn't mean that we have a lot of extra money. People are hurting. People are still being laid off. You mentioned the school district. People are over there watching budget cuts. Some people know they may lose jobs. So like I said, it just was not the right time, and it was asking for way too much. This is the largest increase I've ever seen in my 25 years as a homeowner. The only other one was 10 years ago, 7.1 mils by the Lansing School District, and, of course, that went down in flames, too.
All right, John. So with the defeat of this millage, more than 150 jobs could be lost. A lot of those police and fire, three fire stations could be lost. Are you worried about a response from police when someone tries to break into your home? Are you worried about response from fire when your house catches on fire?
No, and we really have to get a handle on the exact number. These numbers, and they change daily because, you see, we already have some positions that have never been filled. So how many actual bodies are we talking? And I think there's still ways to try and save. I mean, I'm not happy. None of my people are happy that we're going to lose all of these police and fire jobs, which is why I said maybe it's time, like all the other city employees, and take a 10% cut in pay, and maybe that's $5 million of the $7.4 million that they were going to get, and how many jobs can we save? The city council now has less than 2 weeks to try and approve this budget, and are there other things, and I believe there are, that can be cut, or other strategies, like you said, let's get creative, let's get innovative. This is not the death knell for Lansing. We will survive. We will thrive. You know, I live by a philosophy. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift, which is why we call it the present. So now that yesterday is over with, my day means to get these signs and get them out of here so the healing can begin. But we need to move together and find other creative ways because whether the millage passed or not, we're losing services, brother. Most people in Lansing don't feel we get many services now, and whether it passed or failed, we're still losing services from sidewalks being repaired, trees being trimmed, streets being swept, sewer rates going up, recycling fees going up, ambulance fees going up. All of that was whether it passed or not.
John,
what else? I don't think this is the death knell.
John, what else can be cut, in your opinion?
Well, like I said, we have $6.2 million in a rainy day fund, and I know a rainy day fund is for a rainy day. Well, it's Noah outside, man, and the ark is the rainy day fund, and we refuse to touch it. But we have touched it the last 2 years with $7.1 million to balance the budget. I'm not saying use it all, but if I can find $5 million here, a couple of million here, let's do things a little differently. You cannot run 14,000 emergency runs that have to do with medical emergencies and use fire trucks. That's too much money going up in gasoline. Maybe we do need to partner with the private sector and not lose $1 million a year on ambulance service. So I always think there are many more alternatives, and we just have to use our imaginations, get creative. Yes, we're going to have to learn to tighten our belts. But you see, the people have already learned how to tighten their belts. It's now time that maybe government needs to tighten belts and prioritize.
John, I'm worried about the city. As someone who works here and pays taxes through my employer, I'm worried when I see schools closing, when I see city services cut, when I see the foreclosure rate. It makes me worry because are people going to want to live and work and raise their families in a city with all these challenges?
It makes me worry too, Tony, but the services have been cut. The population continues to decline. Had the millage passed, there would be more tax delinquencies, more foreclosures, which leads to more drops in property values, which leads to even less revenue for the city. So, yes, these are tough times, but I don't think we have anything to fear but fear itself. I think these are some of the smartest, most caring, given people that I have in any city I've ever lived in. That's why I live here. And I really think we can get out of this. I mean, I disagree with the school district with what they're doing. Their bread and butter is neighborhood schools, elementary schools. Their problem comes at middle school and high school when people begin to pull their kids out of here and with schools of choice or to move. So don't cut neighborhood schools because that's what parents want for their little kids.
All right.
But we're sort of doing the wrong thing. And we keep giving away tax abatements, man, for people who can afford $175,000, $200,000 homes. They get 50% tax breaks for 12 years. And then you're going to turn around to the rest of the people and give them a 26 to 30% tax increase for these old homes worth $70,000 and plummeting in prices. This needs to stop. We all need to share in the sacrifice and the pain, and I really think we're going to come out of this and be a better city.
All right, John, before we let you go, do you have a message for Mayor Virge Bonero?
To listen to the people and to know your people. We're not rich and famous and upscale. It can't be all about downtown. You've got to save all of us. We're all in this bucket together, and we're going to sort of sink or swim together, man.
John.
Okay, it's all of us. It's not just them versus us, the fire versus the citizens. We're all in this together.
John Pollard is from the No More Taxes Committee. John, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony. I got a lot of signs to pick up today, man. Yeah. I'm a tired old man, but we will survive, brother. We will survive.